That's right. Good. We introduced our themes of the week, even though next week we kind of get a mock game week. Today was competition Wednesday, which means we had one-on-ones, so matchups. And there were some good matchups. Really, really a good competitive session and one-on-ones, and also with the offensive line and defensive line. So we needed that. Also, I thought the defense came out and had a much better day than yesterday. In 9-on-7, in one-on-ones, and in our last period of team, did a lot of pressures. We put the pressures at the end of the practice. Just we knew that the guys might be tired there and just put them under a little bit more strain. So we had a good session there. Introduced the Giants, had a period of prep for them, just an introductory period. But, again, still working more ones versus ones.
Is that it for pads this week until the game?
That is it for pads.
Okay.
Are you encouraged by what Julius is able to do already, just being a few days? Is that kind of what you thought?
Yeah.
He'd be able to do?
Well, we knew that they could do individual, with someone. The first day we didn't do anything. Second day we thought we could do some individual and be involved in walkthrough. Maybe a little bit of 7-on-7 as long as he avoids contract. So, it's a way that we can keep him sharp.
Early encouraging sign that.
Yeah. I think we kind of knew that from the start that we could do that. So, but the way they're moving around and, there's not much pain, or if there is, not enough that would keep him out of that stuff.
How do you think Parnell did the other night?
I think he's doing pretty good. He's in my mind right now because I just saw him do one-on-ones, and he had a great one-on-one session. So I really like his demeanor, and not only as a run blocker, I think he's a better run blocker than we anticipated, and even against the pass, did a good job.
The other day about this being Mercedes' best camp since you've been here.
Yeah.
What has he done that has really,
Right. Well, I think, he just looked at his blocking and his ability. He's made some big plays in practice. He looks good. He looks strong. He looks faster. And maybe it's because his body, he feels good about, we're trying to manage these guys and give them days off at certain times. And I think he's really felt like it's helped him. And it shows up on film. So not only from the coaches, but our scouts that are watching it, they've recognized it too. So I think it's more his movement and how he's going through the whole training camp.
Do you think there's any part of motivation for him because Julius is here and Julius came
out? I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that. No, I just, I think for him, if you'd ask him, I'm hoping that he would say it's another year to get better and be his best. And, I think because of the challenge, we challenged the whole team to come in better shape than they ever have been. And, he took it.
With Dan Scuda on the practice field and the other night playing a little bit of end, do you like some of the traits you're seeing that he can help you in a pass rush?
Yeah, I think, he had, 5.5 sacks, I think, last year. So he has those traits. I think you can never have enough rushers. And sometimes you're in a little bit of a dilemma in how many people can be up. And with an injury or two, I think you want to have that guy that can rush if an injury, knock on wood, does take place, or hopefully it doesn't take place. But if it should, we have somebody that can go in there and rush at a high level. And he's shown that.
Is he veteran enough where you just need to give him a couple reps and he can?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think that, it's not one time a week. He gets one rep and he's good. We haven't been going about it that way. He's been getting some rushes pass rush drill when 7-on-7's been going on.
On the offensive line, how does it feel for you right now with Linder and Parnell on that right side?
Well, we're very pleased with the right side. And the center, I think, however it shakes out, we're going to be good. I thought Zane played good in the game against Pittsburgh. I thought he showed up more there, had a couple good rushes there. So I'm hoping that he continues to grow like that. But we have some great competition there. And Luke, sometimes, and he gets it. I guess there's the judging of based off one play here or there. But as coaches, we try to look at the body of work, and we're pleased with his progress.
And Parnell is an area where that could be a strength for you.
Yes.
Guys.
Yeah, we feel like they're together, they really work well together and communicate well.
Facing the Giants pass rush, who's historically been very good.
Yeah, I think all these challenges, that's what preseason, you get a wide variety of challenges going up into, that environment and playing a team on the road. All those things are great challenges. And, they're a very good team, explosive team. They've got a lot of good talent, and, they'll help us get better.
Any thought on Yeldon this week, Coach?
I'm still up in the air.
Any
You had Arm Brewster, second team middle linebacker the other night. How difficult is that for a rookie to take on that task?
It's tough. I think you asked him, you're putting a lot on his plate. I would look for Thurston to play more Otto this week, and I would look at Jeremiah George playing more Mike this week in base downs, and then in nickel, they could go back to where they're accustomed to playing.
You mentioned Scoot's pass rush. I guess how much do you anticipate him helping on the strong side against the run? Is that?
Well, he's the size we're looking for, and I think he's got the length. And, you know, that position that he's playing, you're really asking him to set the edge of the defense. And his strength and his length help us in that. It's something that we didn't feel like we did a good job consistently at last year, and we're hopeful that he'll fill that void for us.
Green's kind of your leader at punt returner right now, but how's he been a receiver?
Yeah, good. You know what? He didn't get many reps in the game. We just held him out yesterday, so I know he's got some Achilles tendonitis or something, Achilles tendonitis. So we wanted to see how, if we took care of him for 3 days, how he would respond. Today he practiced, and he said he felt better than he has. So, you know, we're trying to figure out what works for him, and maybe those days off will clear everything up. But he got more reps today and performed, you know, where it was shocking. It really jumped out as we saw his speed again. So I think we're just trying to manage that. Hopefully he'll play more reps in the game.
But overall, his camp as a receiver, where has it been?
Good. Yeah, he's done a great job in the slot area. We're trying to find ways to get him on the outside a little bit more.